can't believe I had to cancel my date tonight just because your piece of shit car broke down. Look, I don't know, okay? I'm not a mechanic. But it'll be fine parked there overnight, I'm sure. And you can get it picked up in the morning. Did your mom tell you that I had to cancel plans to drive out here and rescue you? Yes. I was about 5 minutes from leaving the house to go on a date when my dad called me to tell me that I had to come and save you. Yeah, believe me, I tried to get out of it. Well, I couldn't just leave you there, could I? It's late, and it's not a safe area to leave you hanging out by yourself. What were you doing out there anyway? What the fuck? You're not serious. You were on a date out there? Who the fuck are you dating that lives out there? Jesus Christ, well, I gave up my date to come and save you after you got dicked down, so I hope you're happy. Yeah, it was our third date. And for some reason, he doesn't believe in having sex until the third date, so I missed out on that too. Yeah, well, you should be sorry. It's your fault. I wouldn't normally date someone who's that strict, but he's so fucking hot that I'm making an exception. This date of yours doesn't drive? He couldn't just give you a lift? Oh, he had to go to work, of course. At least you're fucking someone who has a job. Suppose we should be grateful for that. Yeah, I'm sure he's nice. Lots of nice people live around that area, for sure. Here, you're home. Yeah, well, I'd say that you're welcome, but the truth is you owe me a huge favor. I gave up a lot for you tonight. At least one of us got laid. You did get laid, right? What, that's a serious question. I mean, I was just assuming you did because... Well, because you've always been kind of a slut. Are you kidding? We lived together for years when we were teenagers. You think I didn't know about all the guys crawling through your bedroom windows every weekend? You can hide it from everyone else, but you couldn't hide it from me. I know exactly what you're like. That's why I'm not exactly thrilled that the reason I had to come and save you is because you were being railed by some guy. I know it's not exactly a special occasion. Oh, you poor little grumpy puss. Look at you. Come on, let's get you inside. Yes, I always knew when you were fucking some dude. I could hear you through the wall. You weren't discreet. Look, I'm sure that our parents didn't hear. Don't worry about it. Oh, I didn't mind. You remember that girl I was dating back when I was 19? Yeah, her. We would listen to you having sex through the wall, and it would get us so turned on that we would fuck each other while we listened. I used to fuck her, and I would imagine that I was fucking you instead. Does that surprise you? Well, I told you that you owe me. So you're gonna have to listen. I would come inside her while I was thinking about your ass. I'd bend her over and fuck her from behind. Close my eyes and I'd think about you. Now that I don't get to fuck my date tonight, I'm thinking about you like that again. Like I said, you owe me. big time. So let's not forget that. I missed out on one date tonight, but there's no reason I can't find another. Right here in my stepbrother's home. I used to close my eyes and I would whisper your name while I fucked my ex-girlfriend so quietly that she couldn't hear me. Especially not over the sound of your moans coming through the wall. I would listen to you fuck those guys. I would listen to you getting railed. Listening to you moan. And I would fuck her and I would pretend it was you. Have you ever fucked two guys in one day before? Because you're about to. I'm not leaving until I get even, okay? Hey. Don't you get all shy with me now. I'm not leaving until I get even. So turn around and put your face against the wall.
Hey, I said face against the wall.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that little gasp. You like being pushed around? Does it make you weak at the knees? Is that why you're such a shameless slut? Because you can't help but give yourself up when a cute guy starts pushing you around? Huh? Hmm? Does it make your cock hard? Huh? It definitely makes my cock hard. You feel that? Pressing into your ass? I want to hear you whimper like that again. I want to hear you whimper while my hard cock is pressing, grinding into your ass. Let me feel down here. Come on. Let me feel inside your waistband. Oh, fuck. Oh, hey. Don't fight it. Come on, it's okay. We've known each other a long time. It's all right. I'm your stepbrother. There's nothing wrong with me touching your cock, is there? Reaching into your waistband and grabbing onto it. Feeling it so fucking hard right now. You can't pretend you don't want it when your cock is this fucking hard. Hey, no. You stay there. You stay turned around, facing the wall. You can pretend it's not your stepbrother doing it, if that helps. Unless maybe you like that it's your stepbrother doing it. Reaching into your waistband. Grabbing onto your hard cock. Grabbing it, playing with it, pumping it just like this while my cock is pressed up against your ass. You like that? Maybe you like it when things are a little bit fucked up. I think that maybe you do. Come on, let's get these trousers of yours down. Come on. Fuck. In fact, get your head against the wall. Don't you fucking take your forehead off the wall, okay? You owe me. You fucking owe me. Now, let me get down here on my knees behind you. So that I can appreciate what I've been thinking about all these years. Oh, this beautiful fucking ass of yours. Oh, God. And this cock of yours is nice and fucking hard. God, it feels so fucking good in my hands. Fucking hard cock. And this beautiful ass right in front of me. Fuck. Fuck, I've always wanted to kiss my stepbro's ass. Stroke your cock and kiss your ass. God. Stroking your cock and fingering your ass just a little bit. Keep your fucking head on the wall. Keep your eyes closed. You can pretend it's not your stepbrother if that's what you want. But there's no way I'm gonna stop playing with this beautiful fucking asshole of yours. Fingering it, stroking your cock. Fingering your ass and stroking your cock. Oh, God. Fuck. I want to taste it so fucking bad. I want to taste your ass. I want to get my face in here and just... Tongue your asshole. Tongue my stepbrother's asshole. Fuck. God. My ex-girlfriend always used to ask why I loved ass-fucking so much. She had no idea it's because I was thinking about you. My cock inside her ass. Unable to think about anything except bending you over. God, your cock feels so fucking good. You really do like having your ass fingered, don't you? Fingered and licked and kissed. I can feel it. Your cock is fucking throbbing. Throbbing so hard that I wouldn't be surprised if you come all over the wall for me. You gonna come for me? Is this hard fucking cock of yours gonna give in and spurt cum all over the fucking wall? I want you to make a mess for me. Stroking this cock. Licking and fingering your asshole until you come for me? Keep your fucking head on the wall and you come for me, okay? You owe me, so you're gonna fucking come for me. Come on. Fuck. Come on. Oh, fuck. Come, come, come. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh, I can feel your cum all down my hand. Oh, look at that. Shot your load all over the fucking wall. Oh, God. Hey, hey, fucking keep your head on that wall. Keep your fucking head on the wall. You liked that, didn't you? Do I give it to you better than that guy earlier today? I guess you do like your stepbro after all, huh? What kind of pervert are you? Coming with your stepbro's tongue up your ass. You fucking pervert. You for so fucking long. Back when we were younger, I used to lay in the room next to you and I would fantasize about being your boyfriend. But these days, you know, the fantasy is simpler. I'd be happy just to have you as something that I could come inside. You know, now that I see what you look like when you come, now that I know what your cock is like in my hand, You're gonna fucking belong to me. I'm gonna drive you back to your car in the morning. We're gonna get it towed, and that's the last time you're gonna visit that neighborhood because you're not gonna see that guy again, okay? This ass of yours belongs to me. It's mine now. Okay. The way your cock was throbbing. The way you were sticking your ass out for me. Acting like you don't want it, but it's so fucking obvious that you do. This perfect fucking ass of yours. Give me your hand, reach back here. You feel that? Do you feel how hard my dick is right now? Spit in my hand. Come on, spit in it, you fucking pervert. Spit in it. Fuck, there, that's it, that's it. Why don't I add some of my own? Because you know what's coming now, right? Keep your fucking hands on the wall. Keep your hands on the wall. I'm gonna take your ass in exactly the way that I always used to fantasize about. Come on. You ready to take your step rose cock? Ah, inside your ass? Hey, I said fucking. Keep your face against the wall. Keep your hands against the wall. You owe me big time, mister. You're not getting out of this. Oh. Oh my god. I don't care if you're my stepbrother. You fucking owe me, and we're getting even, okay? Oh god. Oh my god. Look, I can close my eyes and I can just imagine it right now. The sound of you having sex through the wall. Well, I bent her over and I fucked her ass. And it really is your ass this time. Oh, God. And look down there. All your cum spurted all over the wall, dripping down. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh god. All of those times I would sit across from you at the dinner table. Family dinners, but all I could think about was what it would be like to fuck you. What your head would look like, bobbing up and down on my cock while you sucked me. Oh. You were thinking the same, weren't you, as well? Come on, admit it. You wanted to fuck me just as much as I wanted to fuck you. I know you did. I know you did, you fucking pervert. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with me, this way. To your bedroom, come on. To your bedroom. Get on the fucking bed. Get on the bed. Come on, kick your shoes off. Kick your fucking shoes off. That's it. See, you've got lube right here next to the bed. I knew you were a fucking slut. Keeping it right there, on hand like that all the time. Ready to go, ready to fuck at a moment's notice. Hey, you lie there, you just lie there. You stay lying there like that. On your side. Curled up on your side while I get on top of you here. And this cock slips inside you. Oh, like that. Oh. Oh. Oh yeah, that's it. Lift up that ass cheek. Spread those ass cheeks for me. While you lie there and you take your big step rose cock, huh? On top of you. Mounting you. While I stare at you with my cock inside you. Look. Look at me. Come on, look at me, step bro. Oh god. You're so handsome. Keep looking at me. Keep looking at me. Don't you run away from the fact that I am your stepbrother and my cock is inside your ass right now. Don't you dare run away from it. God damn. Don't break eye contact with me. God, my cock feels so good in your ass. Just like I always wanted. Your ass belongs to me now. I own this fucking ass of yours. Just like I always wanted to. Look at how hard your cock is again, huh? Look at how hard this fucking cock of yours is. Maybe I should stroke it. Reach down here and jerk you off while I fuck your ass. And I bet I could make you come all over your bedsheets. Make a big fucking cummy mess all up your bed sheets. I want to see you spurt all over your fucking sheets, mister. With my cock inside you. You gonna do it for me? Come on, come for me while I stroke you. Come for me while I fuck and while I stroke you. Come on, come for me, come for me. Spurt, spurt, spurt that cum. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, pump, 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 spurt, 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 that's it, fuck, oh my god, I'm gonna come, it's too fucking much for me, don't stop looking at me, don't stop looking at me, I'm gonna come, fuck, 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 oh my god. Oh. Guess we're even now. Oh, you felt so fucking good. But I think I'd better stay the night so I can drive you back to your car in the morning. Yeah, okay. It's okay, I forgive you. I forgive you for ruining my date. I don't think I need them anymore.